Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Past and Other Things That Should Stay Buried by Sean David Hutchinson, read by Timothy Andres Pabon and Candace Thaxton. Dino.
I don't want to be here. Spending the afternoon collecting trash on the beach isn't how I wanted to spend one or any of my summer days. I could be sleeping or working at a job that pays me, or reading, or smack-talking some random kid while I kick his butt at Paradox Legion online. Instead, I'm here, at the beach, picking up beer cans and candy wrappers, and ignoring the occasional used condom, because there's no way I'm touching that, not even wearing gloves. Dear people, if you have sex on the beach, throw away your own goddamn condoms. Sincerely, sick of picking up your rubbers.
Hey, Dino. I look up. Smile. Rafi Merza snaps a picture of me with his phone, and I'm not fast enough to give him the finger. Jerk. Rafi shrugs and wraps his arm around my waist and slaps a kiss on my cheek. His carefully cultivated stubble scrubs my skin. Everything about Rafi is intentional and precise. His thick black hair swooped up and back to give it the illusion of messiness. His pink tank top to highlight his thick arms. The board shorts he thinks make his ass look good. He's right, they do. It's showing off. If I look like Rafi, I'd want to flaunt it too. Thankfully, there's an underlying insecurity to his vanity that keeps it from slipping across the border into narcissism. You okay? I'm fine, I say. People need to worry about themselves. I point down the beach at Daphne and Jamal, who are poking at a gelatinous mass in the sand. I hope they know jellyfish can still sting even when they're dead.
They'll find out one way or another.